views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Big energy today. Welcome. I'm Dr. Bree, and today is a really big day. Energy, energy, energy. I'm like going, how did Jeffrey St. Rose come up with everything that he's done? He's gone past the 333 on the, you know, elevation wise or ascension, I want to say, has come up with this amazing star oracle seed deck that he's done. So first of all, let me tell you a little about him. He's a wizard, poet, visual artist, musician. He specializes in color, light, healing, and ascension activations, which I've had one. And I know what it did for me. There's so much about him. He channels things from various star systems, the planets, the archangels, and the galactic councils. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Bree?
I am fine. And then we got Lola. So that Lola's there. So now I'm going to talk about her a little bit. Lola is a intuitive light singer. And what's really great about this is I know about light singing. And she's coming from the 525 hertz for the light language. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. So between the two of these guys today, big, big energy. So let's talk about, Jeffrey, I want to talk about your Oracle deck. Okay. I mean, it's such amazing.
It's beautiful. This is it here. It's called the Starseed Oracle deck. There are 81 cards, 9 cards in 9 categories. And it comes with a guidebook. And the cards are ordered by category. So it starts with the healers. Then we move into the geometric seals, the illuminators, activators, and so on and so forth. But it's a spiritual tool for transformation, for spiritual guidance, divination, and also activation. There are 14 activation layouts in the back of the guidebook that use specific cards in certain arrangements to facilitate energy transmissions. So we have a Kundalini activation, a DNA activation layout. So you'll lay out the cards in these orders. Mm-hmm. And you can put your hands over the cards, feel the energies, close your eyes and meditate, or just take the light codes in through your eyes. So they're powerful layouts for activations, for upgrading your vibrations, expanding your consciousness. For me, this is the most powerful feature of this deck are the activation layouts, because they're really all about empowering people to the next level, activating the DNA, activating the Kundalini for awakening of the true self, for really moving forward and connecting mm-hmm. with our cosmic consciousness.
And that's so true. That's very true. And we're needing that right now. Lola, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I discovered while meditating that I was creating beautiful music. And it started out with humming, and I could feel it in my body. It was like, wow, when I hum, I can feel it in this part of my body. I'm getting all energized. Kind of like these cards do with the colors and the design.
Right.
And it was like, I was realizing, oh, you know, you can shift the frequency in your body by humming to that spot. So, for example, if you've got a tummy ache, you can hum to your tummy, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I was realizing that I was doing it spontaneously. So I was channeling the energy. And then eventually it started coming out as sounds and cadence. And that's when I discovered I was actually channeling light language, which is taking high-level frequencies, other dimensions,
correct,
and bringing them to Earth through. There's a lot of different ways. Now, there's a lot of people who do light language. I sing. A lot of people sing. Some people speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people dance it. They have movements.
Right.
Like I do hand movements whenever I do light language. It's part of shifting the energy, moving it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people draw or scribe in light language. And what's great is it shifts the frequency, but everybody's got a unique gift and they all do it differently. So there are dialects, which is exciting. So
right.
if you go to, for example, YouTube and pull up the term light language and listen, there are going to be certain frequencies that where someone's singing and it, and you love it. You just resonate with it. It's like, oh, this is so calming. I love this. I remember this. It feels like home. There are going to be other ones where you go, nah, not my taste. And I think it's all based, but you read the comments and other people are saying, I love this. This is the best thing I've ever heard. So I think we have our own personal frequencies. And what the light language does is it activates you like his cards do when you are at a harmonious frequency with that dialect or with that style of writing.
And is it between the two of you, which is such amazing, working with the light language, and you know, I know light language, and you with Jeffrey, with what you're doing and going so high up, you know, it's like, wow, how do you keep yourselves grounded? That's a question that a lot of people want to know. I've had some questions come in. Please ask them, how do they stay grounded?
Well, I am a triple earth. So earth, earth, earth.
Earth, earth, earth. And what about you, Lola?
Well, my sun sign's Gemini, but I'm double Capricorn moon and rising sign. So maybe those of us who do this have a predilection to being grounded.
Yeah,
and being out in the ethers too.
I've had to have cords put in my feet to keep me grounded, so I understand that.
Yeah. Well, the best grounding technique I ever found, because me sending cords down, it's never really been good for me, but somebody suggested instead to imagine yourself being a daffodil bulb that's in the ground. That little bit sticks out, a little bit of a shoot. You're not completely covered. And instead of sending your energy out to go get it, you let Mother Nature bring the energy and nurturing to you as a bulb.
Yeah, well, she brought him up to me. And then one day I woke up, I go, uh-oh, I'm stuck to the floor. I had to stay that way for 3 months because I kept believing all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm just suggesting if the cords haven't worked for someone else, to try that other
bit. Yeah, that's a great idea with the daffodil.
Then it's no effort. You're just letting it happen.
Okay. So now back to you, Jeffrey. How can these codes help people with anxiety, with enhancing their spiritual self? I've had a lot of questions. So that's one, anxiety, enhancing their spiritual self, expanding their spiritual self. How can they use these cards as an integrity? You know, I know about cards, so I want you to answer that, please.
Well, the simplest way is to use the cards like any deck. Pull a card at a time, read the keywords in the descriptions, the symbolism, and see how that applies to your life and which area of your life it's talking about. There are also vibrational codes in the art itself, working with sacred geometry and color, to shift the vibrations, to help transform people. I just got some feedback from someone who bought my deck, and she said she could see the images shifting and moving and vibrating. And one time a little girl looked at one of the cards, and she said she could hear frequencies coming from it. So she'd lean in and put her ear to the card, and she could hear these frequencies. And
children are so
to her.
Right, and children are so innocent, they can hear that still. And what's really great, and then there's some of us that have kept that innocence, and we listen to that, or we see different things that, you know, that has not been. Now tell us about your activations. That's something that I think people should know about.
So I received the activations back in 2005. February 2nd, 2005 is when I first started receiving the activations. I had a couple different spiritual work, spiritual activations with a different group that kind of opened me up to astral travel, a form of astral travel. So I'd sit in meditation and take my consciousness kind of around to different places. I went to Stonehenge, connected with my dragon friends, not quite right away, but it took me a little while. And then I thought, well, if I could kind of go around the earth to some places, I could go out and visit the planets. And I didn't really know too much about the planets or their energies at the time. I had a friend who was well-versed in astrology, so I would talk with her. I said, I went out to the planet Venus. I went out to Mars. These are the energies that I felt. And she said that what I experienced was pretty accurate. And so one day I was going to planet Neptune because I love its energy, energy of transcendence. So, and I happened to go through the planet Uranus and then heard it telepathically in my mind say, stay and work with me. I said, no, I'm on my way to Neptune to chill out. And again, it said, stay and work with me. So, right. No. And then finally, the third time, I said, okay, I'll stay and work with you. And so I stayed there. And the planet Uranus brought up all this old energy for me to clear and then said, come back tomorrow for step two. And I was just in the beginning of my awakening, about 2 years into it. I was still a novice in a lot of ways, even though a lot had happened in those 2 years. So I thought, wow, this isn't it. No, this is just the beginning. And then I started going out maybe once a week or so. So over a period of a few months, I went back out to the planet Uranus, and then it gave me this first activation called Awakening to Source, and gave me these words to say, how to put my hands on person's head and what the activation meant. And at that time, we were part of this goddess gathering once a month that met at our place. So I started giving the activations to people in the group to see what they experienced, because my partner Billy has started to channel our spirit guide through Clairaudience, which is a gift that he reconnected with.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. We have to take a quick break. Yeah. We'll be right back with more with Jeffrey and Lola and myself.
To keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So this is really exciting. So we're talking about activations and how you're doing that. And you had some oracle cards during the break that you were showing me. Can you explain about a couple of the cards that you brought up?
Right. So some people ask about healing. Here's the Arcturian Stargate. So that's for peace and gentleness, healing, and help you connect in with the Arcturian vibration. One of the categories in my deck is called Stargates. And so there are 9 Stargates corresponding with 9 different galactic civilizations. So people can connect in with them and their unique attributes and vibrations.
Love it.
The Arcturians. Using pastel colors, it's very soft and gentle. Here we have the Sirian Stargate for transcendence, ascension.
There's a glare.
The Andromedans are very scientific.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is a deck both for men and women because it's very balanced. It has a lot of the feminine designs, but it also has some of the masculine designs, the golden potentiator for exponential expansion and spiritual quickening. So the images themselves carry these vibrations of peace, of healing, of quickening.
Mm-hmm.
That's why using the layouts is so powerful, because you're using multiple cards together synergistically. So then the vibrations of each are expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a layout for grounding. There's a layout for divination, ascension, Christ consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So people can bring those energies into their lives and also understand them and become sensitive and say, okay, what does Christ consciousness feel like? What does ascension energy feel like? What does the star body activation feel like? And how's that different than the light body activation or crystal body activation? So the layouts help facilitate the energy transmissions for spiritual expansion, but they also teach people the different energies and the qualities and to become more sensitive to discern the different energies.
Great.
Can I show you a card real quickly?
Sure.
This was the first card when I bought my deck. It says in his booklet, the first suggestion is just put your hand over a card.
Uh-huh.
And I put my hand over this one called the Spiral of Life. And I could feel so much energy. It was like pulsing through my hand.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking through that. I have chills through my whole body
right now. And I don't think Wizard Ozanon is giving himself full credit for showing the beautiful colors he does.
I'm telling you.
My favorites. Look at all the rich colors.
Imagination, fantasy. It's basically
creativity.
Saying the information you need is in another dimension, in the what we call the fantastical realm.
Higher
vibrational.
So I have a question for you. You're jumping timelines to get this information.
Well, it's really the activations that have opened me up to creating the art, because there are 81 activations I've received over the last 14 years from different stars, planets, archangels, wizard councils, mm-hmm. galactic councils. So that really opened me up back in 2012 to start creating the art and then eventually putting it together as an oracle deck, because I wanted to create something that was educational, also something for divination and for activation, so people can self-activate using these cards and using the vibrations in the cards.
Right. The one thing Lola just said, Wizard Ozanon is not getting enough credit, so we better do that. I'm telling you, he needs to have more credit. So that's really great. Lola,
yes.
We got some time here, and you know what I want to do? I want to do some music for our listeners.
Of course.
Are you ready?
All right.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you guys all understand light language comes from 525 hertz. And that's way up there. and Lola is amazing at it. And Jeffrey has a handpan there, and he's going to be playing that, and our listeners are going to hear this. And it's amazing what it has done for a lot of people. I've seen the reactions, and even with my husband, when he sees it, he's like going, I can't understand it, but it feels normal, you know. And it's like, when you know, you know. And he hasn't quit talking about it since he watched you play. So guys, have the stage.
So I guess we're going to set an intention to help whoever's out there heal in whatever
yes.
way works best for them. And when we set the intention, that's how the sound comes through me. So, I can feel the chills going down my spine already. So he is an amazing musician in his own right. And so I just follow his lead, and I like to call it soul scanning. So don't worry what the words are, actually. Just take them in, drink them in emotion, through your heart and your emotions.
So the one thing I want to say to the listeners, just sit back very quietly, close your eyes, and listen. Absolutely beautiful. I have chills going through my body. You know that. You both know me too well. Thank you so much. I hope our listeners enjoyed that. You know, when I hear the two of you sing, it's such a great collaboration with what you do, Jeffrey, and what Lola does. You bring it together for many people to understand. And they may not understand the light language in their own mind that they have right now. But as they ascend, that light language is coming closer and closer to us as we go up and up and up. And so, you know, many times I think of this and I'm going, why did I come back and do this show? And before I was coming back to the show, I wanted to bring enlightenment this time. I had a different vision. I want enlightenment for our listeners to be able to hear people like you and other people with knowledge that's above the fifth. I don't want to go where people go third, fourth, and fifth. I just want to be above the fifth and higher. Let's talk about the seventh, eighth, and, you know, and keep going up, right? And with you guys, I can do this, and it's exciting for me because now you just brought something that came from the starseed system, the celestial realm. We have guides all over the place right now, behind you and behind me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like they're happy that this is being brought out now. I'm so excited.
I liked what you said about more, you know, getting closer to that dimensional shift, because
yes.
I'm discovering when I first started singing light language, I didn't even know what it was. Yeah. And now you go and there are so many people who are, because they're raising their vibration, they're connecting to this gift. So when I started like in 2011, exponentially it's grown and grown and grown. There are so many people who are doing their own version of light language now.
Right. Celestial realm is excited about you right now. Sorry, my guy's having, like, you know.
Is it the Seraphim?
That's too funny. So Jeffrey, when you made this deck, when I went through the deck, this is not just for adults. This is not one of the tarot type decks. This is a whole different type of deck. And children can understand them. Young people that are just seekers, that are just starting out to understand all this. And I don't call it new age. I call it old age because it is old age. And we're back in the ancient times now. And I'm loving it. You know, I can't wait till we start looking like we used to look. In the ancient times, it's like, where's the clothing, right? but all of that stuff is being brought back out through your music. You're bringing the ancient back, and it's been needed to come back for so long. And that's why I thought today, I was counting up the numbers. So I'm going 8, 2, 1, you know, for three creators, four. So I'm going, okay, this is today it needs to come out.
Right. Well, what I feel about my work is that it's ancient, but also futuristic at the same time.
True.
Because it connects into where we're going, but also connects into where we have been in the other realms and the other dimensions. Because now at the time when we're starting to remember that, mm-hmm. connect with our aspects and lives in other timelines, in other dimensions. Mm-hmm. So my deck has those qualities of being a very multidimensional, connecting with the galactic realms, the different star civilizations and systems. So really all it takes is an openness and a willingness to be open and let yourself expand with the vibrations in the cards. You don't necessarily have to connect in with them mentally or understand them at first. It's a bit overwhelming. The most important thing to do is to feel the vibrations, because the vibrations are there and they're what is helping to shift people.
Right. It's kind of like with crystal cards. I'll use that for an example. As a crystal healer, you know, you don't have to own every single crystal, but I'm bad. You guys are bad too. I know
that.
Yeah,
we want to own every single crystal.
I'm telling you. But we have to sometimes give them back to Mother Earth too. She needs something back. So the thing about it is, a new deck of cards came out. Instead of buying the crystals, you can put the hand on the card and bring that energy to you. And that's exactly what you're saying, Craig.
Right. And you can also put crystals on the card, because I have in the guidebook some corresponding crystals that relate synergistically to the cards. So when you're putting the crystals on the cards, it amplifies the energy of the cards and the crystals. So you can do the layouts and put the crystals, the corresponding crystals, on the cards for the different layouts and really activate the DNA or the Kundalini to an even higher level using crystals on the cards.
Wow. Wow.
I think what you're saying, and I agree with this too, is that we're in a time frame right now where we can start streamlining these things.
Right.
So we don't have to follow every rule in the old grimoires and books anymore, because that was sort of an old paradigm. But we can still draw on that information. We can draw on what comes through naturally to us from who knows where, past life, whatever it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And then we're expanding it. So we're now in this, you know, advanced state of streamlining everything. So I think that's what you're saying with the cars.
Right.
It doesn't have to be what they did in the medieval times anymore, because we can make this, it's that was 1.0, we're 2.0, we're probably 3.5 now. So let's take that basic information that's coming through, like me with the light language, him with the art and the colors, and let's streamline the process. It's still effective.
Yeah, we're going to skip this break. We're going to keep talking. Let's keep going. I'm fine. I'm going to skip the break. Yeah, a lot to say. It's like, no, I don't want to stop here. But no, it's really true, because with what I do and coming from the celestial realm and ancient wisdom coming down and stuff, I had a report saying that you're way ahead of everybody. And I went, well, I'm here to plant the seeds. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what you guys are doing with your music and with your cards and everything, your activations, is planting seeds in everyone. And I think it's so important that we plant the seeds so others can relish from that also and grow and understand and ascend.
Right.
A lot of people go...
Of my work is ascension and helping people on their ascension process and connecting with their gifts, their true inner self. So all the activations are really designed to help people bring in their galactic consciousness, their cosmic consciousness, connect with parts of themselves in other places in time and space in the universe, and to really be more of who we really are here in this dimension, to help shift the vibrations for this transition into the next dimension, because that's really what ascension is, that we're shifting the third dimension into the fourth dimension, and then eventually into the fifth and the sixth and so on. And it's a huge process. And ascension is very personal, and no one's going to experience it in exactly the same way, because we're all unique individuals. We're all unique souls with our own vibrational signatures. So the activations are really about soul freedom and experiencing who you truly are, even though the activations are for a specific purpose. The way that they work with each person is very different and very individualized depending on that person's path. It's not about giving them a dogma or information or a prescribed path to follow. It's about them connecting to their core soul and finding their true path.
Correct. Correct. And we've had to go through that.
Right.
All of us have gone through that, where our true path is.
Full confidence and freedom to do that, because a lot of us weren't raised with that freedom and that soul confidence to be who we truly are and to give our gifts. I grew up as a Mormon in Utah, and being triple earth, I was very dense for a lot of my life and very lost. And if you would have told me back then that crystals had energy information, I would have totally laughed and disbelieved it all. I was to awaken and could feel how the crystals have their own energies, and I got information from many of the crystals, and then I kind of told my family and they thought I'd gone crazy. Some of them.
Well, I have to tell you this.
You're not going crazy, you're just going multidimensional.
Yeah, that's right. Multidimensional is correct. I work with a lot of Mormons and where I used to live, and it was sad that they were hiding from their people, you know, to be able to work with me. There goes the energy. Thank you. But at the same time, you know, they come back and they said, well, I learned this and I learned that. And it's like they had so much to say. And every time I turned around, there was more that they had to tell me that they've learned. And so I just give them, all we are here is to guide them. Like with your deck, it's to guide them. With your light language singing and stuff is a guidance, you know, with what I do is a guidance. And, you know, we're not here to shove it down anybody's throat. We're here to help guide them. Right. That's a big
people
thing.
Who are ready to awaken and give their gifts to help other people along the path. Because really, that's what we're here for, is to all take our personal power so we can help everyone else around us, take their personal power and help everyone around them.
And so true.
They might need to know, if they're just starting on their spiritual journey or however you want to phrase it, it's not all a bed of roses.
Thank you.
It's portrayed that way in the spiritual community, but no, this is all about mastering the earth plane, bringing in this energy as part of the earth plane. We are a vessel of divine spirit right here on earth. We have the toughest job on earth. We don't master by sitting back and listening to music and, you know, drinking wheatgrass juice all the time. We master by facing something that I made a mistake. I need to correct this. I'm moving forward.
Okay. Right.
That's how we raise our vibration. We admit, okay, there's something that wasn't working. How do I handle it? How do I move forward? You do it. You raise your vibration that way.
Correct. So there was an instance this morning where I thought, I can't do this anymore. So workout, right? It was an incident, and I was tired. And somebody had sent me a song by Queen to keep going on. So I said, okay. So I went downstairs, like, did the treadmill, you know, for an hour, and I thought, oh, I can do another half hour, whatever, right? I was just like, oh. But you know what? As I was doing this, I have a new thing about doing it, is close my eyes and visualize and let the messages just come through. So I started visualizing myself as walking up the mountain, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm going up in the clouds, or I'm riding my dragon. That's for you, Jeffrey.
There you go, right?
I was former dragon pendant. That's funny. And, you know, so when I do those kind of things, I'm able to see even farther.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you wouldn't think walking on a treadmill and going as fast as you can without running or jogging, right? But walking really good, that you could think about what it has, other things. You know, most people are watching the clock or having a TV going or the music. Mm-hmm. And I'm downstairs and I'm like going, I'm just going to visualize. And then I was able to see different things that way. And of course, a cheering squad of angels like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. I'm going, I'm dying here, but I can do it. You know, and that's kind of like what you guys are doing by ascending.
You place yourself in a different brainwave state, more in an alpha state, creative state, or theta state. Like sometimes people walking, washing the dishes, your mind is free to just wander or relax and explore other realms and other dimensions. And that's what a lot of the spiritual music does, is put people in different brainwave states, because most of the world is in a beta state. Well, we're not really meant to be in a beta state all the time. We're meant to go back and forth between the states.
That's very
easily.
True.
Going down into the alpha state, creative flow, deep meditation into the theta states, and getting information. So there's different information to be gained and gathered in these different brainwave states. So one of the reasons I love the handpan is that it takes me into an altered state. It's very trance-inducing, transporting, and I feel like it is for other people as well. And then combined with Lola's mystical, magical light language and singing, it shifts the vibrations and takes people into other brainwave states so they can experience more, sense more, connect more with who they truly are, and lift above the veils of the third dimension and be transported to another place to connect with some other being, some aspect of themselves, mm-hmm. and to heal their bodies through entering into different brainwave states, because that's how we heal our body, going to the alpha state, going into the theta meditation, and retraining our brains, our vibrations to heal them. Mm-hmm. Ourselves.
And don't you also believe in changing DNA also?
Absolutely.
No, a lot of people leave the DNA out, and I'm going, no, that has to be upgraded also.
Absolutely.
And with the new strand that came in, we all had to be upgraded anyway, so.
Right, I've got several cards in my deck related to the DNA. Two cards are the DNA nucleotides, adenine, thymine, guanine, cytosine, spectrum generator uses the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Shapes. So put those together and activate your DNA.
And people believe light language does that too. It shifts the DNA strands.
It does.
Or audio.
Right, because everything's vibration, so we're interacting with vibration all the time, and vibration is the key. Vibration is the code. So when you're working with different vibrations, you unlock and activate different codes depending on whether you're singing, toning, playing the handpan, playing other types of instruments in music. They all have their own vibrational frequency that will speak to different people and unlock certain codes. Mm-hmm. Like going to energy nodes and sacred sites around the world, Stonehenge, Machu Picchu.
Right. Wow. So, there was a question I was going to ask you that came in, and I'm looking at my notes. Sorry, guys, I'm looking down here. Okay, where'd it go? I lost it. I am so sorry. So,
if you're looking for that, I'll talk a little bit about my videos. So, I do have
videos
on my YouTube channel. They're all free, and I use my art and my electronic music and use some particle and light effects to kind of activate and animate the art, so they're even more enhanced energy transmissions than the still images on the cards themselves. So those are a great tool for people to activate themselves, to heal, to be taken to other realms and other places.
So how long have you had your channel on YouTube?
I've had it for, I don't remember, about maybe 4 or 5 years.
Good.
It's been an ongoing process of creating the videos and evolving my skills.
Right.
And in bringing forth new geometry. So I've used a lot of geometries in my videos that I've had several of them made into amulets and different pendants. So here's one, Paul Silver Cosmic Creation.
And you know what? I got to say something. We got like a couple minutes before a break, but I own 2 of them. Now 3, actually 3.
Yeah.
So the Christ consciousness.
The potentiator.
I'm telling you that. Oh my gosh! When we had the event, it was like, oh my gosh, I have to have that one. Mm-hmm. And then the Michael for Archangel Michael, and then the Elven Realm, it was like, oh my gosh, that's all me. And it was like, oh, I had to have those. So they are amazing. You guys check them out on Jeffrey's website. Jeffrey, can you give out your website, please?
Azanon.com, AZANON.com.
Okay, and Laura?
I am lightlanguagearts.com because I also scribe and do artwork with light language on it. So I have a YouTube channel, Lola Singer, as well. But I've been ignoring the singing. I've been doing more of the art. I'm getting a big push to go back to the singing and the YouTube again. So I'll get some more stuff up there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Lola's art is amazing. She did a piece for me and then did our logo for us. And it's just amazing for the center alchemy of the goddesses.
Eventually she'll come out with her own oracle deck, maybe a couple.
Maybe I'm telling you.
I'm wearing my gear today.
Animal
my gear.
Yeah, her animal images with the light language codes are very magical.
Wow. All right, we'll take
the animals, but
we're going to take a quick break.
After the break.
Okay.
My gear.
All right,
we'll take
today.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life. with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. So we've had too much fun during the break, I'm telling you. So Lola, let's see your light language that you want to talk about.
Okay. And your I didn't bring my artwork with me today, but I have one. When I make jewelry out of my artwork, that the first thing I wanted to show people is what my light language script looks like. And because people have told me, oh my gosh, I do the same thing. And people think they're scribbling, or they've been drawing in the margins since they were kids, and they're actually writing light language codes. So all of these symbols do shift energy.
Right. They do.
They reprogram our minds, our consciousness, so we can open up more to get around.
This is one that came through recently. It's not as bold, but hopefully you can see it. So I want to encourage people. I love it when they contact me and go, oh my gosh, I've been doing this all my life. So yeah, you've been doing light language. You didn't know you were.
Right.
And then I take the codes, and then I've been creating totem animals and thinking about what the totem represents. And I wore the deer today because the deer is about being gentle and aware of, and, you know, very intuitive. I don't know if you'll be able to see it very well, but
right there.
This deer has codes all over her body.
She does.
And she's got energy coming out of her head. So that was just me channeling the codes. I drew the deer, and then the codes just come through automatically.
Wow.
So this has been really fun for me. I love doing the totem animal art.
Because it's like bringing through the light language codes of the different animals. That right. Their unique vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so beautiful. Well, yeah, and they have a higher vibration than we do. So think about it.
Well, it's just different vibration.
Yeah.
So times a clearer vibration.
I'm telling you, I have a dog that's really tells me when he's not happy, and his vibration tells me he'll put his ears back and he'll start shaking. It's like, okay, you don't have to go outside. It's okay. I know it's dark outside. He's afraid of the dark. Okay. So, you know, I think of these things of like with Lola, what you're doing, and the Reiki, the sound healing, that you do Skype sessions, Zoom sessions, right, for people?
I'm not a Zoom expert quite yet, but I can do it. And yes, definitely Skype.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you do in-depth readings over the internet with them?
Yeah, I'm a tarot reader and I use the Toth tarot deck, which goes really deep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not a lightweight deck.
No. So samples of your artworks and songs and experience with others through the website. Like, I'm going to put this back out, www.lightlanguagearts.com. I really want them to look at your stuff. And Jeffrey, so I'm going to spell it out. Azon, A-Z-A-N-O-N at A-Z-A-N. There I go. I lost it. Can you believe it? Azon at A-Z-A-N-O-N. That's Azon again, .com. Get a hold of these guys, because I mean, it's just been a magical time today for me. Even you know, when I first met Jeffrey, and it was kind of funny because we hadn't met in person in this lifetime, and I saw him, I had to go up and give him a hug right away because we belong kind of to the same group of across the waters, let's just put it that way, and way across the waters. Anyway, so we belong to that group, and it was like home, finally, somebody from home. And then I met Lola, and it was like, oh my gosh, she's like me. You know, it's like, she can understand me, finally, somebody that can understand light language and me, you know. And it's, when I was listening to you the first time, it was like, it took everything I had, makeup on, ready to talk, took everything I had not to cry, because it was like home again. And I think a lot of people, they would understand the light language. And so I had a decision to make the other day, and a golden door appeared. And on the golden door was all this light language. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was talking to me said, you have the right, you have free will, go through the door or don't go through the door. Which one do you want to do? And I reached across the table like once and then again, I grabbed the door and I like leaped through it like I'm a ballet dancer, right? No, I'm far from that. Okay, so I leaped through that golden door and it was the light language, and it actually took me into the place I needed to be at that time. You know, so I'll talk more about the golden door in the show, but the golden door is available to everyone now. And I asked, why did it have to come down now? They said you had to activate it. Mm. And so that was something I had to do. And I'm thinking about, well, I was sitting here on break with you guys and I'm going, wait a minute, let's talk about the golden door, because you're activating, I'm activating. And, you know, as activators, we bring this knowledge forward for others to learn. And if we keep these different things hidden, then they're not going to learn. You know, it's not all about, oh, we can't tell this person that, or they're going to make money off of what we're doing or whatever, right? You know, it's like we have to get it out. And so I was really excited about this year, because this year it's about communication, you know that. Absolutely. You know, and about being our true authentic self and be truthful to who we are. And it was like, this time, what I'm doing on this show is bringing this kind of information out so people understand. So look for the golden door. That's a new way of manifesting now. I was beautiful. Just like, oh my gosh. And it's showing up in my sleep state, washing dishes. I'm like going, okay. You know, you're talking about washing dishes earlier, right?
Right.
Every time I put my hands in water, I get messages for people. It's like, oh, you got to be kidding.
Because water is a connected force. So many people get ideas in the shower, in the bathtub. It is.
Yeah, well, you know, I always get the messages, and then I'm going to run out of the tub and shower or wash my hands real quick and give a message to somebody. That's how.
So think about this. We've got water in our bodies, so when he's playing his music and I'm singing,
oh yeah,
we're creating messages through that conduit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I had this one custom made for me in the 432 hertz rather than the 440, because in the 432 hertz, I feel it more in my body, whereas the 440, it's beautiful, but it's more mental and just in my head. But the 432 hertz, instruments tuned to the 432, I really feel it resonate in my whole body. And that's what I feel with this hand pan. I feel like it's more powerful because of that, and it can shift the vibrations and interact physically, with the atoms, with the DNA, because of being
70 trillion
32.
Right.
And it also turns out to be in a minor key that I naturally sing in. So we've been connected for a long, long time, not just this life.
Well, that's very true. But you know what? I hate to tell you, you're coming from the 525th hertz on you. You know, that's where it comes from. And it's like, you know, guys, this is too great. Too great.
And the minor key is where the magic and the mystery is. So... Mm-hmm.
Well, you would know that.
It helps people shift their vibrations into more magical ways of thinking and being.
Right.
And it's very transporting.
So do we have time for one more song?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Tell us when to stop.
I got 1 minute left, guys.
1 minute. Okay. That's short and sweet.
Wow, that's beautiful, guys. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It's been a joy, an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
It's amazing. You guys, keep watching with these guys. They're going to be on the show again. Thank you for coming. And namaste.
We love you, Bree. Namaste.
Okay, we'll see y'all, guys. Back.
You've been listening to the Dr. Bree Show, The Goddess Emergence. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and other communication our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or The Goddess Emergence, visit www.drbreegibbs.com. That's www.drbreegibbs.com. And we'll see you next time.